Chapter 4. How Zeus and Hermes Went Visiting. Time went by, and humans started to travel and make their homes all over the earth. At first, Zeus was pleased with what he saw when he looked down from Olympus. But the evil things from Pandora's box had found their way into the hearts of humans, and some of them were now as terrible as the humans of the Silver Age. Zeus heard awful stories about these people, and he began to wonder if he should destroy the humans of the Bronze Age and create new humans out of clay. However, without Prometheus to help him, Zeus was not sure. He decided that he needed to see the humans of the Bronze Age for himself. So he called for his son Hermes.
"Let's go down to Earth dressed as humans and live in Greece as poor travellers," he suggested. "If we find that humans are not kind enough to live on the beautiful Earth, then I will destroy them all."
Hermes listened, but he loved humans, so he offered Zeus a different plan.
"Father, let us visit 3 human homes. If 2 out of 3 of those homes are evil, then let humans be destroyed. But if 2 of those homes are good and kind, let good people live and only destroy the evil ones."
This idea pleased Zeus, and he and Hermes went down to the Greek land of Arcadia, dressed as an old man and his grandson. At that time, the king of Arcadia was Lycaon, and he was a fierce and terrible man. He had 50 sons, most of whom were evil too, and like him, they were cannibals. On the day that Zeus and Hermes came to his palace, Lycaon killed one of his sons and put him in the pot for dinner. When Zeus saw this terrible meal, he was furious and quickly jumped to his feet.
"You are an evil man," Zeus shouted in a voice of thunder. "Go into the dangerous mountains as a wolf and live a lonely life with your horrible sons."
Lycaon tried to answer, but all that came out of his mouth was a loud howl. So he ran away into the forests of Arcadia with his sons following behind him. Zeus and Hermes continued on their journey, and this time decided to visit a poor man's home. They went across the world, over land and sea, and came to a little cottage on top of a mountain in Phrygia, Asia. In this cottage lived an old man and his wife, and their names were Philemon and Baucis. Although they were poor, Philemon and Baucis made a wonderful dinner for their guests. There was meat, olives and cheese, and even a few dried fruits and nuts. They gave the travellers wine and talked to them kindly to make them feel welcome after their long journey. But when Philemon went to refill the travellers' empty wine glasses, he realised that they had already been filled again, and he fell to his knees and held up his hands in surprise.
"You are surely gods come down from Olympus," he cried. "I am sorry for the poor meal we have given you. We gave you all we had, and we would have given more if we had it."
But Zeus smiled kindly at the 2 old people and told them to follow him outside. Together, they walked out of the little cottage, and as they did, it began to grow and change into a beautiful temple of gold and marble. Then Zeus turned to the old couple and said,
"And now, what gift do you desire for yourselves?"
"We only wish to live and work in this beautiful temple you have made," they said. "And when the time comes, we would like to die at the same time. Our lives together on Earth have been perfect, so we would like to leave this world together."
Zeus gave Philemon and Baucis their wish. And as an extra gift, he made them young again, so they could live their happy lives once more safely on the mountaintop. It was now time for Zeus and Hermes to continue on their journey, and this time they went towards Greece. Soon they came to Thessaly in the north of Greece, and Zeus turned to Hermes and said,
"Son of Maia, we found a kind and honest couple living in Asia. But here in our own land of Greece, we found only a man-eating evil wolf king. Our next visit will save or destroy humans."
We are not sure why. It may be that Hermes led Zeus there, but the next human home that the father and son came to was that of Deucalion and Pyrrha. In this couple, Zeus and Hermes found everything they were hoping for. Deucalion and Pyrrha were kind and true, loved the gods, lived good and honest lives, and did all the things that Prometheus had taught them. Zeus was greatly pleased with what he saw.
"Now I will return to Olympus," he said to Deucalion, "and I will make a huge flood cover the earth. Those humans that are not kind enough to live on the earth will die in the flood, but those that are kind and good can climb to the tops of mountains and survive."
He then told Deucalion to build a ship and put clothes and food inside it. Then he should enter the ship with his wife and family, where they would be safe from the flood. Once the ship was ready and Deucalion and his family were safely inside, Zeus let it rain. For 9 days and 9 nights the rain poured down heavily on the earth, and Poseidon made the water from the ocean pour over the coast and onto the land as well. Everything was soon destroyed. Houses became ruins under the waters, and fields of corn turned black and died. The fish swam in and out of trees under the sea, and only the sea fairies and dolphins were happy. After some time, Deucalion's ship came to rest near a temple to Apollo at Delphi, and the next morning a deep voice spoke to him and Pyrrha.
"Father Zeus does not want to destroy humans completely," the voice said loudly. "Go into the valley before you, cover your heads with your coats, and throw the bones of your mother behind you."
At first, Deucalion and Pyrrha did not understand this command, but at last Deucalion realized what it meant. "Our mother is the earth," he said to Pyrrha. "So the bones of the earth must be the stones." So Deucalion and Pyrrha went down into the valley and threw stones into the river backwards over their shoulders. After some time, they heard a quiet noise behind them that slowly got louder and louder. They turned round, and there they saw men and women standing in the river. Deucalion's stones had become the men, and Pyrrha's stones had become the women. In this way, the land of Greece became full of humans again, and this time they were good. New cities grew out of the ruins of the old. The fields grew fresh yellow corn, and beautiful olive trees grew in the valleys.
"This is the age of the heroes," Zeus said happily, "and the men shall be stronger, and the women more beautiful in the times to come."
For Zeus remembered what Prometheus had told him, that when the giants came to attack him and the other gods, it would be a human hero, strong and brave, who would save them all. However, without Prometheus to guide him, when Zeus created humans from the stones of the earth, he also made a big mistake. Nearly all the animals on earth were destroyed in the huge flood, so Zeus commanded the Earth to create more of them. Mother Earth did what she was told, and animals of every kind came out of the ground. However, Mother Earth laughed to herself because she had also created the giants deep in the caves of the world. But not only did she make the giants, she also made the most terrible creature ever seen, Typhon.